Alright, this is the second part of my second side of my first tape. I had to continue it. I ran out of room. Was there anything else interesting that happened while you were in the Navy?
Yeah, they was interested up after I got off the ship up there at Quonset Point when I was flying. There's a radio and a gunner with these pilots. We would fly out over the ocean. Now also the aircraft carrier was out in the Atlantic, and they would land and take off. It had so many landings a month on the aircraft carrier to keep their flight status going. And we was landing, somewhere out between New York and the Carolinas down in there somewhere, out in the Pacific, the Atlantic. We was several hundred miles out there. The USS Kearsarge, we were landing and taking off at the Kearsarge. It landed there, made about three or four landings on that ship, and they'd refuel the plane. We were going back to Quonset Point, Rhode Island. And I don't know, we was couple of hundred miles from the ship, I guess. And the aircraft just, the engine just quit. It quit running. The pilot couldn't get it started. So he called back and asked me if I wanted to parachute out or ride down to the water, and I told him I'd rather jump out because I'd saw those planes hit the water, and sometimes they'd float 2 or 3 minutes, sometimes the minute they hit, they was sank there like a rock. So he told me to jump out, and I jumped, and then he jumped out. I radioed in before. We told him where we was at and the position. He gave me the position to give him. And we was in the water about 2, maybe 3 hours. And they sent a destroyer out and picked us up. They carried us back to Norfolk, and then they blew us up from Norfolk up to Quonset Point. And I don't want to have to jump out of an airplane again. I don't think nobody else does it. And that's, of course, there were lots of different incidents that happened during the Navy when I was in the Navy that has really stuck with my mind since. And I wouldn't want to go through a lot of that again, but I wouldn't take nothing for what I went through. So that's about my life story in the Navy, I guess.
Well, what did you do after the Navy?
Well, I got discharged in Quonset Point, Rhode Island, Christmas Eve day. No, the 23rd of December, 1947. Left up there, it was snowing. I rode the train all day Christmas Eve, got home Christmas morning about 10:30, 11 o'clock, I guess, 1947. And then I was going to farm. I farmed there in 48 and 49, farmed 2 years there. And in got the crops laid by, all the stuff done, waiting for. Was raising cotton, corn, hay, waiting for the cotton to open up. When I went to trade school in Atlanta, back in the automobile body trade. I went through that school, learned to do automobile body work, and I went to Detroit, went to work up in Detroit at what's called Briggs Manufacturing Company. At the time they built Plymouth automobile bodies and Chrysler bodies. I worked there doing body work there. Stayed there until, let's see, I went up there in 50, 1950. Stayed there till 51. I come back to move back out to my mother's there on Sand Mountain at Rosalie, and went to work over at Harvey Motors in Scottsboro, Alabama, doing automobile body work. Stayed there about a year, I guess. I got an offer for a better job in Atlanta doing body work. I left Harbin Motors, went over to Atlanta, and worked over there. My wife, Dorothy, sometime while I was working in Scottsboro, and she was working at Kingsbury Home in Fort Payne, Alabama. We decided we'd get married, and she really had a better paying job than I had down at Kingsbury, so I left Atlanta, come to Fort Payne, went to work at the Range Chevrolet place doing automobile body work, and stayed at Range Chevrolet till 1956, and went to a place, another little body shop called Fergie and Beck's. Went to work down there with them. At the time, we had lead to fill bad damaged places in doors, fenders, and didn't have anything. The only filler we had was lead, and that's what we was using to fill damaged spots with, if you couldn't work out. Places you couldn't work out, just with a pick hammer and a file. And I got a little touch of lead and paint poison. Because at the time, all this automobile paint had lead. It was a lead-based paint. And I got a little touch of that. And the doctor told me I need to get out of that for a while. And I got a chance to go to work with the railroad in 57. And I went to work with them. I worked in the extra board. That's what they call extra board. I was a telegraph operator and a station agent, selling tickets, handling freight, what come in on the train, went out on the trains, selling passenger tickets. they had, at the time they had coming through, well, I worked for the AGS, a branch of the Southern, from Chattanooga to New Orleans. And I was working what they call the extra board. And somebody would be off sick or somebody on a vacation, well, I'd have to go fill in, work for them a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks at a time. I was driving from Chattanooga to down to Meridian, Mississippi. Up and down the railroad, of course, I could ride the train. If the way the schedule of the train was, I couldn't get there usually at the time I need to go to work without laying over a night or two. So I usually just drove. And during the meantime, I had two daughters born. My oldest daughter born in 55, my youngest daughter born in 58. And I got a station down at Whitney, Alabama, what they call Whitney. That's a little place below Tala, about 15-20 miles south of Tala. I went down there, took that job, stayed there till we moved from Fort Payne down to Asheville. That was right close to Whitney. Stayed there until they closed that station up in 68. They closed the station up in 1968. I stayed there till they closed that station up, and I come back up to Tallinn and went to work at the second shift there. So ticket agent, train order operator, telegraph operator. And at the time, they was cutting lots of jobs, a lot of jobs on the railroad out, cutting a lot of these small stations out. And I was going to have to go back on the extra board. And so I decided, between the time I went to work for the railroad in 1968, they'd come out with this filler, what they call Bondo, to work on automobiles with, and they took the lead out of the automobile paint. And I went back into the body business. I quit the railroad in 68. And went back into the body business. Went to Anniston and were running Eberhardt and Nunn opened a Dodge dealership up over there. I went over there running there in charge of the body shop, running their body shop. And they didn't, their business didn't go too good. They was in a business a couple of years and then went out of business. I went down to Sonny King Ford there. It's a body shop foreman running his shop, his body shop there. And I had some property up here at Fort Payne on Lookout Mountain, right close to place called Ruhammer, Dogtown or Ruhammer out here, pretty close to the canyon, about 4 miles from west of the canyon. I had 120 acre property up here, and I decided we'd come back up here and I'd build me a shop here on my property here, and we built us a house, and then built a shop there, and that was in 1972. I'm up here in August 1972. And we've been up here doing, I've been doing body work in the little shop ever since. I have a few cows, raised a few cows, calves,